Blog Talk Radio.
I've got my heavenly friend. Lord, I know I need.
Good evening. Welcome to the First Baptist of Holly Spring Bible Study Power Hour. I am the pastor, Reverend Michael Rogers. We are glad you have joined us tonight. It is March the 16th, year of our Lord 2021, and you are listening to the First Baptist of Holly Spring Bible Study Power Hour. I am the pastor, Reverend Michael Rogers. We pray that God's blessing is upon you, that you are having a good day, that you are having a great day in the Lord. God has blessed you. God will continue to bless you as you continue to serve him. Of course, you know that First Baptist is located at 208 Grigsby Avenue. That's in the city of Holly Springs, North Carolina, where our doors hang on welcome hinges. We invite you to come when this pandemic is over, when you're able to come back out. We invite you to come and be a part of the religious experience of First Baptist of Holly Spring. We pray God's blessing will allow you to come and be a part of the great celebration of God that goes on in the house of God. We know that God is truly blessing First Baptist. We thank God for the Family and Friends Day last Sunday. We had a great time with Family and Friends Day. So we thank all of you who have done your part in doing what you were supposed to do to make sure that we had a good Family and Friends Day. If you have not done so, it is not too late. You can still do your part when it comes down to supporting the house of God doing Family and Friends Day. So we don't want you to think that because Family and Friends Day is over, that obligation is over. That is not the way it is. So we pray God's blessing that you will continue to be mindful of that. I want to remind you that the Wake Baptist Association mid-year session is this Saturday. It is a virtual session. It begins at 9 a.m. You can go to the Wake Baptist Association Facebook page and you can find more information on that. We're going to try to put some things up on our Facebook page as well before the week is over. But it is the mid-year session of the Wake Baptist Association this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It is a virtual session. You'll have to go and get those phone numbers and the passcode in order to be a part of that. But we certainly want to get that announcement out there. Then many of you may want to be a part of the mid-year session this Saturday. We're going to be talking about some great things that are happening in Wake Baptist Association and the churches and what we can do to continue to do what we're supposed to do as churches of God. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this Bible study. We thank you tonight for those who are on the line, those who will hear this Bible study long after it is over. We pray, God, that something be said tonight as we go into this lesson, that we'll learn the words that have been given before us, that we will understand them and it will bring meaning to our lives. Father, we just don't want to be hearers of your word, but we want to be doers of your word. So help us, O Lord, where we're weak, make us strong, that we may be able to endure and understand the messages that you bring unto us. This, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Our Bible study tonight is entitled The Place of Honor. The Place of Honor. We're coming tonight from the book of Luke. Luke, the 14th chapter, starting in verse 7. And I'm going to go down as far as I can. I probably will go down to 17 and maybe a little further if we have the time. But we're in Luke 14, starting in verse 7. Luke 14, starting in verse 7. I'll pause and let you get that. Luke 14, starting in verse 7. The Pharisees were a group of religious men who strictly followed the Old Testament law as well as their own righteous traditions. They outwardly obeyed God's law to look pious, but their hearts were filled with pride and greed. The Pharisees were admired for their people. They had influence in the synagogue. They believed in a bodily resurrection, eternal life, as well as in angels and demons. Both John the Baptist and Jesus often denounced the Pharisees, this religious group. that believed salvation came from perfect obedience to the law, and it was not based on forgiveness of sin. They did not accept God's message of mercy and grace. Therefore, they rejected Jesus' claim to be Messiah. The Old Testament teaching expected the Israelites to serve as hosts and practice hospitality. It was seen as godly and righteous behavior. This is stated in Genesis 18:2-8. Hospitality was also encouraged among the early Christians in Titus 1:8. It was mainly focused on strangers in need of foreigners in need of help who had no community ties and needed immediate food and lodging. The poor, the orphans, or widows lacked the provision that came with inheriting land, the means to make a living, and the protection of a family. It was expected that such people's needs would be fully provided by the ones taking care of them and taking them into their home. In the ancient world, to share a meal with someone was a gesture of intimacy that created a bond of fellowship. Consider, for example, God's meal with the elders of Israel, Exodus 24:1-11, the Lord's Supper, Mark 14:17-26, and Peter's meal with the Gentiles, Acts 10:48, Acts 11:3. All these communicated a message of intimacy and unity. Jesus was depending on the hospitality of others as he traveled through towns ministering. While partaking of meals in homes of others, Jesus united himself to the lost, and he shared meals with sinners and tax collectors and Pharisees. Jesus was always in conflict with the Pharisees for their teaching and their hypocrisy. In Luke 12, Jesus warned the people against false doctrine, the teaching of the empty rituals. The Pharisees were nothing but a sham and hypocrites. Jesus used the parable of the rich fool to express a warning against covetousness. He wants us to seek the spiritual benefits of the kingdom rather than the material goods of the world. In chapter 13, Jesus taught of repentance and judging, in direct contradiction to the Pharisees' teaching that salvation came from strict obedience to the law, not forgiveness of sin. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus was warned by the Pharisees that Herod Agrippa wanted to kill him. However, the Pharisees said this to frighten him into leaving the area. Jesus told them to tell Herod that his life purpose was already predestined and that no one could change it. He wept over the condition of the people in Jerusalem in verses 31 and 35. And then in chapter 14, Jesus is invited to a Pharisee leader's house for a meal on the Sabbath. This was not the first time he had been invited to a Pharisee house. But on this occasion, the Pharisees and the lawyers invited Jesus to the Sabbath meal to watch and see what he would do or say something that they could arrest him on. A man with dropsy was presented, and Jesus questioned the disciples about the lawfulness of healing a man on the Sabbath. There was no response, and Jesus healed him. This was not in violation of the Sabbath law, just the Pharisees interpreted the way they wanted to do it. So on this occasion, Jesus talks about those who have presented themselves to come to a dinner or a feast, or those who have been invited to come and take part of a huge dinner. So he says there in that seventh verse, and he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, it was not unusual for them to have these big dinners where people were invited. The key term in this first or this seventh verse is the word bidden, B-I-D-D-E-N. It simply means one who had been invited, one who had been summoned, one who has been called to come to an event. The root of the verb is to invite or to call. It appears 10 times in the lesson, And Jesus was speaking to those who were called, who had been invited to be his disciples, and to whom he was given instruction in the form of a parable, as well as literally as those who had been invited to the dinner. So Jesus took the opportunity to use that dinner to teach a lesson about being invited and how one reacts and one is supposed to act when they are invited. Jesus was at a dinner with his disciples when he commanded them to observe where guests
Hello?